Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Yes, can you tell me what y'all are selling? Transcend Wellness today?
Alrighty, I'd be more than happy to look into it. I am a third-party customer service. Just bear with me just one brief moment. That zip code would be
35633.
35633. Your first and last name.
Can you tell me what you're selling?
I am a third-party customer service, sir. In order for me to assist you, I do need a little help from you. What's your first and last name?
Jeff Huggins.
All right, Mr. Huggins. Yes, I do see your name within our system. I just need one last security question answered. Billing address for security purposes, please. Could you confirm it? I do understand that.
463 Aubrey Drive, Florence,
yes.
Alabama.
That is correct. Yes, sir. Reviewing the account shows that there was a contest that was entered, and it was to win a free Dyson vacuum. Do you recall entering a contest for a Dyson vacuum back in November?
No.
Alrighty. Could someone in your household possibly enter the contest to win a free Dyson vacuum?
Well, why have you charged me twice?
Okay, so you was charged in November, and you was also charged in December. Due to the fact that whomever entered the contest to win the free item, it also did express that they were going to be automatically subscribed to the ByteHub app. It provides recipes to help cut sugars and carb cravings. The contest was entered to win a free Dyson vacuum. And you said no one or neither you and your household possibly could have entered the contest?
No.
Okay, no problem. I'm going to go ahead and get you connected over to the fraud department. Just to let you know, we do provide the information to the local authorities to have whomever prosecuted the IP information will link us back to that exact device. Also, I'm going to make sure everything is canceled and connect you over to our fraud department once again.
Can you just cancel it?
I will have to get you connected over to that fraud department, sir.